All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. I am your host, Darshawn McAway. Thank you guys for joining us. Listen, we're going to get right into it. I want to talk to a few people that I've seen on YouTube. I watch these guys from time to time. I'm listening in the clouds. But there's something I kind of want to inform a lot of people on when it comes to a certain industry. And if people are seriously about making money, then where do you put your personal feelings and your business assessment in place? So there's a growing trend that's been going on for quite some time, especially over the last 10 years, that people are purchasing sex robots for various reasons. A lot of the different reasons that a lot of people don't understand about those robots and some of the prosthetics is the simple fact that some people will never have the opportunity to use their functioning limbs with a positive outlook with another person within like intimacy. And what do I mean by that? Let me just give you a broad example. There are men and women soldiers who get their legs blown off and have third or fourth, fifth degree burns, if you will never look the same, will never function the same. And quite frankly, they won't be able to talk with other people the same way just based off of what they look like. So what's the next alternative? The alternative to be a functioning person who still has sexual tendencies is to get with some type of robot prosthetic in order to fulfill your sexual expectations. Now, to those of us who listen to this, you may say, man, that person just need to deal with it, or that person needs to grow up and stop being a pervert. But you got to understand that there are people who look a certain type of way, who act a certain type of way, and who think a certain type of way that will never get an opportunity to have the sexual experience performed in a normal way, which is, I like you, you like me, it's consensual, let's make it happen. So you got that one aspect of it. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of people try to point out that there are more men who purchase these sex dolls or sex toys than women, when in actuality, it's more women who are commercially known and on the black market, if you will, to display them having sex with robots or even sexual toys. You don't really see that in the masses with men. You more so would see it in real life, triple X rated movies, but not necessarily on the toy aspect. So there was a conversation that was happening that I jumped in on, and I was telling these guys that, hey, you know, I created certain things in the industry, and at some point, these robots or some of these prosthetics are going to feel real close to the human touch. And a lot of people are going to avoid the interaction of being with a human being and be with the robot. They laughed at me. I pretty much came off the panel because no one was there to hear the real solution. So what I wanted to point out to you guys was the simple fact that I looked at it in a different way. I didn't look at it on the fact of just trying to create something. I looked at it on the aspect of, if the market is in $1 billion for these different companies, well, let me see if they're publicly trading so I can invest my money into it and get on the board or whatever the case may be, reach out to the company and say, hey, I have X amount of thousands of dollars. I would like to be a part of your company to see it grow, because I understand the need that some people will have to have this type of robot or prosthetic, if you will, to make their lives better. A lot of us will start thinking in a perverted way. And some people use those robots in a perverted way. I've heard some different cases about different things going on. But what I wanted people to understand was, when someone makes something, there has to be a company that's producing it. Is that company publicly trading? So these companies that make these robots, it's about four or five companies. I was going to release the names of them, but I'll let you guys do your own research. There's a lot of companies, but five of them in particular that I'm with, I'm a board member. I'm a private investor on some of those companies that make these robots and they make these prosthetics. A lot of times you have to understand that some of these robots are made for movies. Some of these robots are made for commercials. And unfortunately, some people buy them to have sexual intercourse with them. And some of them are specifically made to have sex with, because some people are too awkward to have a conversation in real life to actually get with someone. And again, you have to understand that some people just don't physically look attractive, so they have to purchase robots. So I understand that. So when people get on the internet and they talk about, oh, you're a clown for this and you're a clown for that, and you should just have this type of game, and people about the red pill and all these different pills, it's a bigger issue than what you guys are thinking about. You guys have to understand that there are some people that are paralyzed, and there are certain type of vibrations that will get the stimulant going. There are people who just don't feel comfortable having sex with another person because they did experience it and they'd rather be with the robot. There's a lot of mental capacity is going on. There's so many different things that you can think about when it comes to this. I'm not saying that I condone it. What I'm saying is I understand the business side of it. So as much as these people want to have robots for their own reasons, whether it be perverted or non-perverted or indifferent, it doesn't bother me. I'm looking at the bottom line. Does it make sense? Can I put my money here? How much money would I get back? These are billion-dollar corporations that are making these sex dolls. So again, I ask you, when you hear the conversation of a guy say that he creates sex toys or robots, sex robots, do you laugh at it or do you say, you know what, that's actually a pretty good business idea and it makes good business sense because you look at your return? You know, so again, I'm not here to say that people should just go do it. You do what you want to do. That's your life. It's your money. What I do know is that these robots aren't cheap. These toys aren't cheap. So that means that if they're not cheap, that means that people have expendable income to go spend on a non-human-like object to make them happy at $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 for the best robot, some even $100,000, then I'm going for that market where the money is. So I'm going to put my money over there with the people who are spending it because they just want to make themselves happy. They just want to have a sexual fulfillment. And you got to think about this too. How long is sex really lasting for some people? It's not going 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 hours. You're looking at between 15 to 45 minutes, maybe tops 2 hours. So who cares what they do? If you're telling me that the robots are starting to attack people, now I got a problem. But if the robots are fulfilling the need, fulfilling the obligation as a robot to provide pleasure and comfort, then I'll put my money over there because it keeps men and women who are perverted, who are dangerous, who are mentally challenged. It keeps them at bay with their robot or their prosthetic doing whatever they need to do to make themselves happy. So I'm happy that my dollars are growing, but you guys are clowning people for making these products. But these products, they go a lot further than what you guys think of. You guys got to open your mind up to what's actually going on and who produces these products, what their market value is on the stocks. That's all I can really say, to be honest with you. So if I were you guys, I get it. You can have the conversation. You can clown people. That's no problem. But you got to look at the wider scope of, like, who's the company? What's the foundation of the company? How many employees the company has? What have they been doing for the past 2 years? Looking at their public trading stock options. Just a whole slew of different things that you have to look into when you're trying to get into this. So those are just some of the things I wanted to point out from this clip, is the sheer fact that a lot of people think about the robots in a negative and perverted way, and that men and women, and mainly men, don't have game or they can't get a woman. And it's not really about that. There's a lot of people who have mentally disabled adult children, and they want their children to experience it. And they know for a fact that that child, whether it be a young man or a young girl, will never get the opportunity to have regular adult sex. And that's what this is about on different planes. And I get it. A lot of people are in the industry and they use the toys. But let me say this. It's just from my research and my research only in dealing with these companies, there are a lot more women playing with the toys than there are men. But they try to make the men seem like they're more perverted. What you have is you have more men designing these products, and some women, of course, but you have more men designing the products to provide a need that the market wants. The market wants to have sexual robots. Why? Because some women feel like men are complicated. Why? Because some men feel like women are complicated. So what do you do to create that balance in the middle? Create a robot that's not complicated, that fulfills whatever your sexual obligation is. So this is me just schooling you guys on what it takes to really be a person who's about their money and standing on business, or you just want to get on the internet and maybe like clown people for having a need that it's up to them. It's their money. You know, I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was some great investments. They made a major return for me. If you want to look up some of the companies, do it on your own research. I'm not going to tell you what companies I'm a part of because, quite frankly, I'm enjoying the money. You know, I'm enjoying the money. You guys thought it was a joke, but I'm the one laughing to the bank. So anyway, my name is Darshawn McAway. I'm the host of Wild Podcast. Feel free to check out my podcast. Go to wowpodcast.me. We have interviews with New York Times and USA Today bestselling authors. We have a few celebrities that come by here and there. But for the most part, when we don't have any guests, we have some open topics such as this, and we just kind of fill people in on certain things that's going on. So that's pretty much all I have. I'll see you guys on the next go-round. Peace.